Okay, thank you. Well, welcome to all my fellow councillors and to our visitors today. I will declare the meeting open at 3 p.m. So we've got four hosts today. Everyone's here.
Is
she coming in later or no?
No, no, she was in earlier on, but she's here, so she's coming.
Okay, fair enough. So she will be our apology. We have no leave of absence. And public question time, we don't have any public questions. Can I get a movement? So item four, standing orders. Can I get a movement and a seconder to suspend standing orders? Thank you. And just for this, that's so we can have a few discussions. So just to move in, I think. Okay. Did you get that?
So yeah, just for the purpose of the recording, Councillor Ballantyne moved, Councillor Sexton seconded.
Do we have any applications for leave of absence for the next shower meeting? Which is the
16th of June.
Can't be 16th. 16th is a Monday.
Everyone
here?
Yep.
Dawson's thinking about
it. Probably find something.
You've got to be in Esperance next morning.
I should all be away.
Will you?
I should, yes. Could be in Canberra.
Okay.
You can phone me if you need me. No, I'll be absent for another one. Sorry.
Okay, thank you. So, Carol, for slightly absence, we have to say whether you can go, don't we? Okay, can I get a good friend seconder for to allow Adrian to go to Canberra?
If you don't let me go, you're thinking of my wife.
Councillor Sexton. Thank you.
That's all I'm calling to.
Okay, item six, confirmation of minutes. Can I get a mover and a seconder to move the minutes of the ordinary meeting of council on the 16th of April? Councillor Bradford and Councillor Ballantyne. Okay, there's no petitions and any disclosures of financial interest or proximity interest. And there is a matter of the council fees, but that's everybody, isn't it? So it's
because it's a marriage contract, that's something that's prescribed to council under the Act. You don't have to pay much. Do you mind if I suggest that
we'll bring that forward, yeah. I thought I'll just do eight and then we'll do the one. Okay. So no disclosure of financial interest. So we will move on to the item that the Davis has come forth, which is it's not in yet.
No.
Right. Okay, so that is on the email that we've all received. So would you like to speak to that?
Yeah, just after bus has been donated to Shire, and I'd just like to see if it be approved by him, if we could take the elderly and the ones that have lost their licence through age and infirmity in that, shopping once a week or once a fortnight. If you approve it, it can't be a Thursday because Coles take their car parks with the Narrogin people. And I was just wondering if you would approve the people to, in Cabelling and Pinger, popping in to go shopping or doctor's appointments or hospital appointments into Narrogin once a week or once a fortnight. And the bus could be stored at our place because we just live up there by the tennis courts. And my husband has offered to drive the bus. He's got a licence that's eligible to drive the bus if it's approved.
Okay, does anyone have any questions? Yes.
Thank you very much for making the offer. Really appreciate it, and hopefully along with the rest of the councillors, it's a matter of how can we make it happen rather than anything else, and also to Councillor Bradford and his family for the donation. Yeah, and we're going to have to do it properly because it's all through council, so yes. We're going to need to discuss insurance, we're going to need to discuss fees, we're going to need to discuss all that sort of thing. Yes. Your licence at the moment is for the right to drive, for the passenger transport and all that sort of stuff?
I've got an MC licence.
Do you have the passenger transport endorsement on it?
No, I don't, no.
Yeah, right. So we'll
I don't know whether you need to have one for that.
Yeah, I think you're allowed to drive it as long as they don't pay.
Mm. Yeah, but then somebody's effectively going to be paying because somebody's paying the costs. So I think we need to investigate it. And if you need that endorsed, then we'll do that.
Yeah.
All right. We'll do it properly, but thank you very much for the offer.
Yeah, because I drive the cat's car for passengers in Perth from Narrogin, and a couple of people live out here, and they've said to me, it'd be nice if we had a bus, and that's what I thought I'd bring it if I sort of start all rolling. Because there's a lot of people out here that retire and lose through the age and not their own fault, lose their licence and they're stranded for shopping and appointments and so forth, you know? So that's what I thought.
And then so 21.
That's great. I mean, we've got our aged care facilities and here now with the aged housing. I think, you know, this just is another helping thing, isn't it, for our community?
Mm-hmm.
That's really good. So if no one's got any other questions and things, then I guess we would consider it as we need to have discussion on it in forum and then have that as something that we can pass on at our next meeting, if that's okay.
Okay. Do you have a shed or shed, or do you have a shed, or what is it for?
Yes, I
would.
No, I don't have a shed or a garage, but it's a big property down there, number 130.
Yeah, that'll be one of the garage doors, just stored or whatever.
Sorry, there is a follow-up question to that. If it is kept in the council yard over here, not a problem you getting down to it?
No problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, there will be room in the shed. As soon as the guys are finished down there, we'll be going in the bottom shed. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Excellent.
Yeah.
It's the sort of thing that the council would sort of take the money for the fair going in and out of town sort of thing.
Yeah.
And
that's why I'm saying the right to drive or passenger, whatever it's called these days.
It used to be an F-class license, you know, changed it to something else.
An F endorsement, yeah. It used to be.
It's the insurance side of it that we've got to...
Exactly, yeah. Like I said, we'll need to do it properly.
Yeah.
We will do it properly.
Yeah.
You're very welcome to stay for as much of it as you like, but if you've got other things you'd rather do, then suggest what about budgets and things.
We're done.
You don't need cards now.
Thank you both. Thank you. We'll make it happen.
Thank you very
much. Thank you
for the time. Thank you. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. We'll just need to dock the guys and he's for insurance.
Probably recognise them.
Thank you.
to, there's the payments, 9.1. Do we need a few minutes to just go?
Yes, please.
Through them. I'm going to read it through. And I guess because Narelle's not here, we might have to take some of the, any questions or notice now that we...
Yeah, I'll try and answer them best I can, but I've left me got glasses over at the office too, but I'll be all right. If you see me going like that, you know what's going on.
Birdsize and shelter, the damaged tarp, was that at the playground thing?
No, that was obviously the vintage machinery. So that was probably 15 years old. We managed to get an insurance claim on it. So,
oh, wow.
What did you tell them happened then?
Oh, just terrible winds, buddy, in January, which was, and it got damaged.
That's interesting.
Lucky you're joking, Bruce.
No, seriously, the wind, that's when it got damaged, but it was rotten. So, but we did well. It's expensive. Yeah. That's why we pay insurance.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Now, the air conditioning repair is... Galvin's Auto Electrics and Air Conditioning, EFT 9645. One of the machines?
No, it was a lot of machines.
Oh, yeah.
There was a few, there was a grader, loader. Yeah, there was a few, there would be a lot attached to that. He did a lot of the two-way repairs.
Oh, well. Yeah.
The 40-channel repairs.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's in there as well. Can I ask the road to have a look at that?
The art glasses, are they still well attended?
As always.
List that doesn't apply to anyone on Tuesday. So that the next page in the credit card transactions, are we up to that yet?
Yeah.
We've got listed March and we're in April, same list as the previous meeting's minutes.
Yeah, that's just the top one. These are definitely
out
the transactions, that's it.
Alright, yeah, different amounts, okay,
GSM, is it? Is that what that is?
It's only 94 cents, but I'll just... Yeah. We haven't...
Is that so
the tracks on you?
No, so our cameras, our scout cameras or whatever you want to call them, we're through a company that's in America.
Oh, right.
We probably call them, but it's part of that. So that GSM outdoors, that's what that monthly charge is.
Okay.
I'm going to get a couple of my cameras after we had all that incidents last year, the year before.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, so we've got a monthly for that can look my credit card.
Yeah, quite flexible.
Nah, yeah. Yeah. That's what that is.
What are you wondering about?
Which is crazy.
Often you
buy these cameras in Australia. Yeah, yeah. Give them full account of cost of the early ones,
maybe.
Yep.
That's just... And just on that, this credit card transaction, so we obviously paid for Starlink to be... put on at the Popeye School.
Yep.
Is that all happening now? The camera's all operating and...
The camera I've got out there, yeah, that's operating. Not getting a lot of movement at all out there at the moment, so... I just put it in to cover the toilet when we had the theft of the toilet base, but it's not even going off at the moment.
It's so, still down now.
Yeah, I'll probably pick it up soon.
If we're getting nicked?
Yeah, if somebody hasn't spotted it, yeah. It's disguised, so, as you know. Yeah, that's good.
So you plan to not have a camera at the proper school?
No. It's probably something we're going to talk about when we're for budget. Yeah.
I'm going to talk about it more. Only because, you know, having one member of staff there by themselves would be something.
Probably a good thing too, we might be able to get a line of sight down to the toilet block. We'll see, yeah. I'll ask. I'll take that note on the...
Right. So, any other questions for the payments? So, can I get a move and a second? Someone else. To receive the list, so that's moved by Councillor Cowell, seconded by...
Scott's comments that he might have on note 15, which is the material variances explanations. I note that some of our reasons being timing permanent haven't changed on this report, so I'm on to that one.
You have preempted it.
To do.
Yeah.
So we've got a massive year this year coming. And I was going to talk about that in forum actually. And what else we're going to fit in, but we'll talk about that later. Yeah. That's all, yeah. We've had it surveyed that last. You would have seen some crosses on the centre line. It's all been surveyed. They've changed some of the curves to make them centric around Andrew Greaves.
Yeah.
All through there. We're doing it. We might as well do it right. So. Engaged, I think that cost about $6,500 to get a surveyor in to do that, but we've got secondary freight of paying for it, so yeah, just to get the curves right, you know. I'm going to change all Andrew's driveway as well, so where he comes on, it's very dangerous. So there'll be another year after next year, of course, for the final suit, and there'll be centre line markings and to finish off, but we've got secondary freight going to do all that apparently. Then we start on the wandering marriage. We'll be ready.
Have you all had a chance to read? Can I start asking questions?
I just had one more about the road. So we've gone a little over. So we've gone over budget on the Strathern, but is that have we achieved more than what we planned to, or is that we've just gone over budget?
We've just gone a bit over on that centre line, marking it out. We had to box all the road out and lower it, put all the dirt out. It was very narrow through that section, very high embankments.
Yeah.
So.
And we're a bit under budget on the what we plan to do on the Kiwi East.
Which is great. Yeah. But we didn't have to put our hand out again. It would have been a bit embarrassing again. So yeah, we managed to save a bit, but I put that down to our grader, our final trim grader operator, so it will certainly move things along, kept things moving, and just operated better on the previous. And of course we only had to cut the sections where we did a two layer stave. When we did that other section near Watering Road, that was a three layer stave, so that's massive, you know, calculations and trying to get that right when you're moving a lot of dirt.
Yeah.
You've got to cut it all off and
because of the moisture in the
So it seems to be holding up pretty good there. Can't see any signs of movement, which is great.
Just following on that page 14. So the Cabellan Town Hall, so we've still got $50,000 to spend there.
We're waiting for a couple of bills to come in.
Painter was about 8.5, I think.
I don't know whether we've got anything from the draftsmen's yet.
He's had a look at the numbers and the square metres of what they can hold in there. We had a limit of 100 people. But Kim's calculated out and reckons we're allowed, we can do 150. So he's going to do the toilets and do the plans. That'll be back to us in another couple of weeks probably, because he's going on holiday. So, yeah. So hopefully we'll have that. But of course, it's going to be too late to. At least we've got it prepared for next.
Well, that same page, the down the bottom, page 14, the property recreation ground there. The playgrounds, that's watering place today, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that there's no bill for that, but I expect something
to come. It'll come in.
Yeah. Deposits.
We trimmed a couple of trees there and got them stump growing close to the marquee where the playground's going.
Yeah.
Michelle's been handling all that. I know the order's been closed.
And that, the item just above it, the Heritage Walk Trail, that's for
Cabellan,
isn't it?
I'm not sure.
I don't know,
It is.
I think that might have been one of Julie's.
Yeah,
was taken on, wasn't it?
I think
it could probably go on to the actual. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, Julie left when I was on holidays. I come back and I think I one day. Shut me off, I come back for a holiday.
Yeah.
And I really don't think that
I'm not sure anything. Yeah, okay. So,
yeah.
So there isn't like a bit of money in the kitty that is not going to be stable, so there's no. Okay, right. Ian, Scott.
Yeah.
That's good.
We refer back to note 2 on page 8. We're sitting on cash at bank, municipal, and cash and investment municipal, 340 plus 140, which gives us whatever that is, 480. We've just, in our previous item, approved payments of 206,000. So I'm going to say May and June, 400 odd grand of payments going out, 400 grand of money in the bank. Getting a bit close unless we've got some money due to us. What have we got?
Got R2R and LRC, I think money reckons.
Yeah, how much is that going to come in?
I couldn't tell you exactly what the R2R is. If it's the same as next year's, it's about 335, so it's Alton Street and Darcy Street. We've had a bit of trouble there. They're all, since our server got changed over and the passwords are gone, she can't get into this R2R to claim the money, talk to the R2R people. So.
Yeah, but that's going to be a problem if we've not got our money back and we haven't got any money to pay bills.
Yeah.
That's not okay.
Yeah.
That's not okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Is that point? So just we'd like that noted, but we need to rule that. And probably a way less important one, On page 10, note 4, other current assets, there's accrued income there of $24,000 or nearly $25,000 that was sitting there at the 1st of July. Most of it was sitting there at the 1st of July. What does that relate to again? Is it people's rates that they've been, all those people that are trickling off paying those regular rates? But just, yeah, I would have just thought that if it was accrued income at the 1st of July that it would have been accounted for by now.
I'll take on notice.
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind, that would be appreciated. And yes, Chris preempted my question on note 15, so thank you very much. That's all I've got.
Anybody else? Okay, well, can I get a movement and a seconder to accept the statement of financial activity? Adrian? And of course, it's a couple of Councillor Bradford. Thanks very much. Okay. Item 9.2.1, the appointment of fire control officers for standing rates.
Two items here, you know, that we've been reviewing over the last couple of months, and we've written off a few other assessments since February, March, April. These are two other assessments that we've got, one in Pop Ho and one in Jigbelling. Unfortunately, the changes of ownership, interim rating, getting information from lender hasn't always happened as smoothly as it should from their end. And occasionally there's been some administration errors or errors in applying information when it's eventually come from Landgate, and as a result there's been amounts of assessments either left unpaid or interest components that have been accrued on those and payments have been made by one owner, the properties have been transferred later on, and Chris has identified there that we've got these outstanding balances, and because they're not the fault of the property owners, the landowners, it's more to do with the admin side of things. Our recommendation is just to write off these two amounts totaling $639.32. Now this is part of our process of tidying up the rates.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can
I get a move
Just to say, we've only got one fire weather officer, just Morty now, is it? No, the other three don't have a mind anymore.
So the BFAC made that choice change from saying the three. It's evidently
just centralised.
The chief has been doing that for almost the time.
Yeah.
So that was their recommendation. That's what they've put up here. In the cases of the SCOs that have been nominated, there's been some swapping around, some deputies have now become the SCOs, yes. And the deputies, others have referred back to deputies. Daniel Christensen has been named as the junior town SCO, even though he had moved away, I believe. Morty's been informed that he's coming back, and because he has that experience, they've put him up again for nomination. And apart from that, there have been only a few other. I think Andrew Dobson proposes the Pop Ho Town deputy.
Yeah.
He just needs to complete some of his refresh training. Yeah. And same with Sean Whitworth.
Who's that Harris boy?
After retirement.
So that's your...
After retirement.
So if Morty's not there, is there a deputy fire officer or someone else?
That's the question.
Do you delegate if he's not around?
Where that falls to probably Potsy as the deputy, but I'd be
Is he qualified?
No, I was being. I'm just putting out what the committee recommended.
Okay. Any thoughts?
Okay, so can we get Andrew from the second of the item, please?
I'll move that and make a fuss about it.
I'll move that.
Second.
That's all right, both of you, just for sex, we need to talk. Okay, this next item, 9.2.2 is the council attendance fees, allowances and expenses. I don't know how everyone feels about this,
I'm sure you're aware of my feeling is we don't need anything more than we're getting, and that's probably more than what we're probably throwing.
Tough year, sweetie.
Well, we just keep flowing like we do, we just stick them to the range, as recommended.
Yeah.
If you get it too far behind, you're going to trouble getting people who want to use them anyway, so it's got to be some enticement.
So you would be happy to go with the proposed...
The officer's recommendation, Bill.
Okay.
Would it be pressure of...
We'd 5% index,
yeah. That's going to be this. And with a question on item 5 of the recommendation, that 70 should be 75 per committee meeting. 70 was the old rate.
Yep. I'll just start with it.
Yeah. Just to play that up. But that's my thoughts anyway.
Anybody else has got any other thoughts?
Oh, I think it's as we are, it's worth something. There's no need to go into the extreme levels, but yeah, just roll on the recommendation.
We got this is where our pension funds are indexed, like the rest of the government.
I don't know. We did decide not to go ahead and get do the superannuation for this last
year.
Yeah, I mean, none of us are in it for the money,
no.
That's for sure. So, I don't know, I'd be happy to stay as it is or keep the 3.5%.
Yep, 3.5% sounds good. Happy with the officer's recommendation.
We're not a big council, we have 6 councils. Some of the other councils our size are still at 8. So I think where we are now is in a nice little sweet spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're not getting too much, but we've got enough to add it. We still have a small amount to adequately cover the time that we give up to
the
selected members.
Well, we're not a lot less than our neighbours, so... really an awful lot less than the neighbours. So anyway, if everyone's happy, we'll go with 3.5% as per the officer's recommendation. We'll get a move on a second there, please. Mr. Harris, thank you, Mr. Carroll. Everyone, thank you. And that's it. We don't have any committee reports or urgent business or confidential matters, as far as I'm concerned. I'm going to talk about the busing forum. So we can close the meeting at 3:35.